Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Faith FM Drive Time Big Q&A. This is the program where we respond to difficult questions concerning God, faith, contemporary religion, and the Bible, and where we look at the world religious trends in the light of Bible prophecy. I am Nick Rita, the South Australian Regional Coordinator for Faith FM, and I'm very happy to be with you today. Thank you for tuning in. We always appreciate your time and coming along here, listen to this program, because we have something special today, like always. I'm inviting you to be part of this program. You know by now that I'll love to hear from you, and maybe you send us a text message to 0488880811. You may have a question, you may have a thought, you may have an inquiry, you may have some concerns about what we're talking about. Just want to share a prayer request. You may have a friend, a dear one, who's in need of prayer. We are very happy to pray for you here on air. I would like to say hello to my dear friend, Brenton Wilkinson. It's good to have you with us, Brenton.
Thank you, Nick. It's nice to be on. For those of you who are used to hearing me on Monday nights, here I am on Friday night.
Well, I was just going to say, that occasionally, Brenton, for various reasons, you have a replay program, and that was the case
Monday night.
Yeah. But we borrow you for Friday, and that's you cannot miss a week. You see,
that's for sure. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Well, lovely to have you with us, Brenton. Now, most of you, dear friends, hearing us here from Faith FM Drive Time Big Q&A, you'll know about Brenton, but probably you may not know the latest things. And Brenton, I may put you on the spot, and should I ask you, because you may have more time on hand in the next while. It's something official or not yet? Can you tell us something, what I'm referring to?
Well, I have been pastoring your church the last 14 months or so. However, that's come to an end, or coming to an end, and at the end of March, hopefully my wife and I will be officially retired. I know there's a certain degree of cynicism amongst my fellow ministers about this, as to how long this is going to last for and in what form it's going to take. We both feel that we need to slow down a little bit, and we're hoping, Nick, to go on a cruise at the beginning of April.
Oh, that would be nice.
So it's our wedding anniversary on March 30th. So for those of you around Australia who want to know, we will have been married 50 years.
Wow.
On March 30th.
How you call 50. That one? You call the Diamond Jubilee, or how you call it?
That one is, I think it's Diamond.
Yeah, because I know you'll have 25.
No, gold. Gold.
Is that gold?
Gold.
25 is the silver.
Yeah. No, it's gold.
Oh, gold, 50, gold. Okay, yes.
Diamond, I think, is 60. We've got a little way to go before we get that. I'm very lucky to be married to a wonderful wife, and I really thank God for her. But we're looking forward to slowing down a little bit, Nick. For those of you who may be worried that I'm going off air, no, we're not. My involvement with Faith FM is not going to change one scrap. I have involvement in other media channels, such as Living Ministry Media and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So we'll still be around, and we'll still be involved. You'll still hear me on Monday night and other nights like this evening when I'm filling in.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And on behalf of Faith FM, we would like to thank you for all the effort you put in. And that's what I said. Probably you may have more time, and we may see you more even here. We'll see how that goes. No pressure.
See how it all goes. No pressure.
But hey, today we are going to just wrap it up. A wonderful theme we choose, the Bible, personal spirituality, and the place of prayer.
Yes, it's an interesting topic.
And I believe, we can do all sorts of things in ministry, Brenton.
Yep.
But these days we find out, and we're realizing now, we had a minister retreat just early in the week, and we talked about the need of prayer. You can rush to and fro, for all sorts of reasons, and good reasons, but prayer is not to be neglected.
No. Absolutely.
And we looked into this during the week. We start with questions like consistency in prayer.
Yes.
Is it possible? Yes. And I believe there are some confessions there also, you know, and maybe people even hearing us here today, who could be, you know, very devoted Christians, they may look into this and say, hey, I didn't have that consistency as much as I wanted.
Mm.
And that was a wonderful question. If you miss some of these programs, my dear friend, you can always listen back to to our website, Faith FM.
Podcast as well. You can go back to that.
Yeah, faithfm.com.au or on our app, Faith FM Australia. If you don't have that app, I'll encourage you to download that app because you'll really enjoy it. You can have a fingertip, quite a few things there you can easily maneuver around.
Yeah. Interesting, Nick, I think in regard to prayer, even though I didn't go to the minister's retreat, because they did invite me, and I said, no, I need some time out. I need to slow down a bit. No offence meant to anybody or anything. I'm sure I would have enjoyed it immensely. I usually do. But one of the things about prayer that I'm learning slowly but surely, and that is this. The more time you spend with God in prayer, the more time you spend in his word, I believe the better balanced your judgment is. When you're dealing with issues of right and wrong, whether it's within the church, outside of the church, whether you're talking to people on the street who don't know anything about God at all, I think because you are spending a constant time in an attitude of prayer, there is no occasion. The book Steps to Christ, which we have offered on this program in the past, as you know, there is no occasion where it is inappropriate to talk to God.
Yes.
You can be talking to God walking along Rundle Street here in Adelaide.
Absolutely
right.
You can
be talking to God while you're driving your car. Mm-hmm. I hope you got your eyes open, though, rather than closed. But yes, but all I'm saying is, and I'm looking at a thing up on the screen here from yesterday.
Yes, some messages coming through,
Pastor Fabiano and Finau were on from a person called Ruva, where she talks about how God is available 24/7. I think the other thing that I'm learning, and it's taking me a while, is that we need to spend more time thanking God rather than it's sort of prayer to God is sort of like a wish list.
Yeah.
These are the things I'd like. These are the things I want. These are the things I need. I think our prayers should always begin with, Lord, thank you for what you have given me. I'm alive. I have a house to live in. I mean, Lurleen and I are doing work in ADRA at Adelaide City Church. I think you're aware of it. Each Sabbath we have tables out in the front, not in our church, in the porch area of our church. And we have people off the streets of Adelaide who are coming and taking food.
Beautiful.
And some of these people are quite well-dressed. And what really shocked me in the last few weeks is that one of them said to me, I said, where do you live? She said, I don't have anywhere to live. I actually had to lie last night to the Salvation Army that I was an alcoholic in order to find a night's accommodation. This is right in the square mile of Adelaide where our church is located. And I ended up praying for this woman.
Very good.
I mean, I haven't seen her since. Her name was Donna, and I'm hoping that the opportunity will come at some stage to catch up with Donna again. The following week we had another woman in exactly the same category, well-dressed, came along, took food from our tables. We have three tables usually out. And my wife asked her where she lived, and she said, I'm on the streets.
Yeah.
Now, this is Australia. This is not the Philippines. It's not some part of Africa. It's not part of India or somewhere like that. Prayer won't fill their stomachs. But what prayer will do will put us in a mood where, or in a position where we see that nothing is too much trouble to reach out and help these people.
Interesting what you said there, Brenton, and I may ask you just in a moment pray. I'm encouraging our listener, if you have a prayer request, please send us a text message because we'd like to pray on air. I just want to mention the second question which we asked Brenton, because you see, when we talk about consistency in prayer, and is it possible?
Yeah.
You know, the next question we asked was, does prayer come naturally? And that was a good question because
that is a good one.
In my life, I must say this, prayer doesn't really come always naturally. I have to be intentional. I have to strategize, if you like, my time and all those things, because you can't just expect, unless it's just a routinely prayer, which you can pray on a routinely way.
Yeah.
And then we looked into the next question, crisis prayer, you know. You know.
I think most people who listen to Faith FM have understand crisis prayer. But, you know, I'm interested in your comment about strategizing in prayer. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, for example, you know, in the Bible, we learn like people like Daniel, for example.
Yes.
If you heard about the prophet Daniel when he was captive in Babylon, as his custom was, but interesting when I say customs, because there was a situation there where was an interdiction in the kingdom there.
Yeah,
nobody to pray, nobody except the king and so on and so forth.
Yep.
And then...
How many times a day did
he prayed? Three times a day. But intentionally, intentionally
at
now...
At set times. Set times.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, I mean, we pray, as I said here, crisis prayer. And many times we just say, today, actually, to be honest, I had a crisis prayer.
Did you? Oh, right.
I attended to help somebody who was in need, came to me and said, oh, can you help me this one? I haven't got money to repair my car. They need to change the belt. And I was a bit in a hurry.
I bet that wasn't cheap.
I was in a hurry. And I said, okay, look, if you get a belt here right now, probably I can help you and do it. Because I do a bit of car repairs. A bit of a hobby for me, you know.
Right.
And there was a neighbor, and she's homeless. We talk about homeless people, you know.
Really?
But she lives in her car, you know. And she said, "I need my car."
Come across that at church as well. Homeless people living in their car.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? I said, "Okay, if you can bring the belt as soon as possible, I will try to do it. But if I cannot do it now in the next couple of hours, then I wouldn't be able to do it because
I won't have time to do it.
I have something else on."
Yeah.
And then I started. I pull it out. It was split in half and so on and so forth.
Was it a fan belt?
Yes. Mm. Yes, was the...
Thought so. The way you're talking, I've done a few of those in my time.
Yeah, well, as you call that, how you call that, also another way...
it's a serpentine belt.
Serpentine belt, that's it.
It goes under and around pulleys and
correct.
Things. And,
and I took it off, and you know what? For some reason, I could not put it back on, you know, properly, you know, and because I thought, I will just do it, you know, I know what to do.
Yeah.
It was a bit different car. I haven't done it on this car before. And, man, it was a struggle. I thought, I look at the clock, time was just going away.
Running out of time.
And I prayed to God. I said, God, please help me here. Help me here, just get my head around, you know, help me to focus on and to get it on. And, you know, God answered that prayer because I thought I wouldn't be able to put it on. Because I was starting to be stressed, you know? But anyway, I finished it off, I put it on, and thank God that car runs. Just a very quick one in that regard, as you said, to strategize your prayer, to be intentional about your prayer. And then we follow up on that question with another one. Is prayer an easy way out of trouble? I mean, okay, if we have some troubles... Like in my case here now, I mean, that's exactly, just pray and the problem will be solved. Not always. And I don't want to disappoint anybody, but you know, prayer is not, as I said, just crisis prayer. Prayer needs to be lifestyle, if you like.
Yes, I'd agree with that. I was interested in something you said earlier on. And that was, it was before you mentioned strategizing in prayer. One of the things I'm doing quite a lot of, obviously, as a minister, is I've got a number of Bible studies that I'm conducting at the moment. I think we're up to about half a dozen Bible studies at the moment that I'm doing. What I'm finding interesting is at the end of a Bible study, when you've had prayer at the beginning, you've studied the Word of God, and you ask them, would they like to pray? Nine times out of ten, they say, no, I don't know what to say. So there are some interesting points for us, you and I, Nick. We're both ministers in the sense that we look after churches. How do you encourage people to realize that you don't have to use certain terminology, you don't have to use certain formal words, you just tell God what's on your mind? Some of the most heartfelt prayers I've ever heard is where I've said to someone, look, Just tell God what's on your mind. Oh, but I can't pray like you do. Mm. I said, that's got nothing to do with it.
Yes.
All you need to do is tell God what's on your mind. And they've blurted out some stuff sometimes, and I've thought, well, certainly that's different from the way I would normally pray. But God hears those prayers just as much as any others. And I think we need to stop feeling embarrassed that if we're talking to God privately, surely you can use whatever language is appropriate.
Yes.
Maybe if it's in a church environment or a meeting environment or a prayer seminar environment or something like that, maybe you might feel a bit embarrassed when someone says, Brenton, can you pray, please? But nevertheless, God hears. And I think the important issue is not the words you use, it's the attitude that you use and the faith that you have that whatever the stumbling words that come out of my mouth, God hears them.
Absolutely. And the more you pray, Brenton, if you are, you get used to, and you can, if you don't pray, of course, it's hard to pray in public.
Yes,
we have a saying in regard to some other aspects of life, but we use this in English is similar, but we'll say that practice is the mother of learning, or something like that. I mean, the more you practice, the more you learn how to do things. But hey, just to mention, because I like to invite our listener again to send us a prayer request.
Send us some texts.
If you really want to ask to pray, because we are going to pray just in a moment about few things. What we mentioned here, Brenton.
Absolutely.
And the number where you can send a text message with your request, it's 04-888-808-11. You can be anonymous. You don't need to even send your name or mention any names. If you like to pray, God knows the reason you send a prayer request and would like to pray. Now, Brenton, today we are going to just a little bit expand under this theme, the Bible, personal spirituality, and the place of prayer. We are going to talk about the blessing of intentional prayer, exactly what we just mentioned a little bit earlier. And we'll dig a little bit into that as we go. But right now, before I'm going to play actually a recording, which our good friend Gary did with Glenn Townend, if you have anything else to just add on this before, because I would like to ask you to pray actually before
I'd like to preface it by saying this. We have just finished at our church something called 10 Days of Prayer. I don't know whether you did it or not. Your fellow countryman, Pavel Goya, wrote them. And the one that, of the 10 days that we did that stuck most in my mind was the one that we're discussing tonight, the issue of intentional prayer, not general prayer. And it's interesting, one of the people that I'm studying with at the moment says to me, I struggle with intentional prayer because she is coming to know the Lord. Mm. She's on a journey and she's finding that doing it, intentional prayer is something that she's not terribly familiar with. Well, let's pray for our program right now. Father in heaven, we need your blessing specifically on our program today.
Yes.
Nick and I are here, Lord, in the studio. We're live around Australia. There are people listening in Western Australia, Northern Territory, Queensland, New South Wales, ACT, Victoria and Tasmania, and here in South Australia. Lord, they're all your children. Some of them are coming to know you. Some of them don't know you terribly well. But Lord, we can all talk to you. We do know from Scripture that your ear is bent to hear your children when they talk.
Mm.
It's not as though God is sort of sitting there with his arms folded saying, what are they talking about down there? He actually wants to be engaged with us. So what we're praying for tonight, Lord, is intentionality in our own individual lives.
Mm.
And I do want to pray, Lord, tonight specifically for rain here in South Australia.
Yes, Lord.
We are having one of the worst droughts I've experienced in my lifetime. Everything in this state is dry. Lord, I'm praying on air that you will send rain.
Amen.
On this state. We need two types of rain. Physical rain, but we also need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in a way that has never been outpoured before. Thank you for hearing us. We have been intentional, Lord. Forgive our sins. We're both sinners, and we need your cleansing blood and your grace, but we do know that you hear and answer prayers when we are praying for others. We know that God hears that. We're praying for our farmers who don't know, some of them are in despair. They don't know whether they can continue because things are so dry. So we thank you, Lord. You have the matter in hand, and we believe that in your own way, in your own time, you will answer our prayer.
Yes.
Thank you this afternoon for hearing us because you love us, not because we're good. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Brenton, for that beautiful prayer. My dear friend, don't be shy. Don't hesitate to send us a prayer request if you like that. But we'd like to give you a beautiful gift right now. Is the offer which we have in store for you, and that's called Keeping Connection, Rediscovering the Power of Prayer by Josiah Hizoke. Well, that's an interesting
it's
name.
Quite a mouthful.
Absolutely right. But my dear friend, you can request this free book if you send us a text message to 04-888-808-11. And you need to send a text message with the code SA305. SA stands for South Australia.
Yes.
305. That's the code. Don't add anything else. Just SA305. Send it to 04-888-808-11. And this wonderful book, Rediscovering the Power of Prayer, it's yours. Well, I'm going to now just play a song first. And then I will have an interview, which we pre-recorded. And please stay with us, and we'll be back soon.
Have the crowds round you gathered in the midst of the storm? Is your ship tossed and battered? Are you weary and worn? Don't lose hope, someone's praying for you this very day, and peace be still, is already on the way.
Welcome back. This is Faith FM Drive Time BQ&A with Nick Rita, and our co-host today is Brenton Wilkinson. That was a wonderful song by
Jeremy.
You know Jeremy too.
We know her well.
And Someone is Praying for You. That is a beautiful song, because intercessory prayer is so important. That's what I'm encouraging people to, pray for friends, and not only. The Bible says pray for your enemies also. And I would like to encourage you, my dear friend, to send us a prayer request if you have. We have a message coming through. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
For encouraging us. Also, all the way from Townsville. That's wonderful. And thank you for praying for rain here in South Australia. I believe you had a lot of rain up there.
They could send some down here.
Yes, you could. But hey, thank you so much, Jane, for supporting us in prayer. And indeed, we are in great need of rain here, as Brenton just prayed before. We are going to talk today about the intentionality of prayer. And just before we move into that, have a little chat with our good friend Brenton here. I would like to play a pre-recording here, Brenton. We did it before with Glenn Townend. And our good friend Gary Hodgkin did this interview early in the week. And we'll listen to that interview and then we'll come back, okay?
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
This week we've been engaging in a series of studies that have been where we've been struggling with what it means to be a praying believer. This series has seen some amazing responses from our listeners. Certainly, one highlight of our sharing has been the input that's been provided by Pastor Glenn Townend. Now, Glenn, of course, is a super busy man who virtually lives on the road. Glenn is president and the senior pastor of the Seventh-day Adventist Church right here in the South Pacific, which is a massive territory. There's over 600,000 church members in this region. It's fantastic to have Glenn to take some time from a very busy schedule to simply talk with us on Faith FM. Welcome to you, Glenn.
Yeah, good to be here again today, Gary.
It really is a tremendous pleasure to have you been able to share with us all week. Look, how much time do you spend away from home? Because I mean, you must spend a lot of time on the road.
Yeah, look, it's up to half a year on average. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. It just depends on the extras come when the general conference. So that's the leading. I'm part of the general conference when they ask things to happen in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
And if, you know, crisis has come, we tend to, have to eventually go or to support or whatever. So they're the extras that you're never sure when they're going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I certainly hope that on occasion you get to take your good wife with you.
Yes, yeah, Pam comes probably about quarter of the time, and she enjoys it, and so do I.
Yeah.
And the people do too. They like to see us together.
I really appreciate that, actually. I mean, the people certainly do it and do appreciate having, your lady there, even to be able to share with certainly some of the ladies in a given area. This week, though, Glenn, we've been chatting about this subject of a prayer, particularly in the life of the believer. We've talked about your personal prayer practice. We've talked about some of the amazing answers that you've seen to some of the struggles that we've talked about some of the struggles that each of us do have in this this practice of prayer. But look, can you just to tie the whole week together, I suppose, what blessings have really come to you through prayer? I mean, how have you felt blessed yourself by intentionally putting prayer into your life and ministry?
There are times when I get down, and to be able to share the burden, unload the tension, the issue, and be able to just share it with God, and yeah, like in prayer, I can give it away, and I feel lighter. And feel better, and then I'm able to praise and thank, and my whole demeanor changes. There's times, you know, I still say things and do things that hurt other people, and I go, oh no. Some I don't even recognize. Sometimes I do recognize. Oh, that was a bit of a, and I'm able to pray to God to say, oh look, forgive me. I didn't mean to do that, and then it gives me courage to actually go to the people and say say sorry for my stupid unintentionality, but it did cause hurt, and so I think, you know, that has been a really, really good thing. I, like any human being, feel fear, get anxious, sometimes get upset and angry. I've been able to pray and say, God, I'm feeling these things.
Yeah.
I'm having to deal with the situation. Help me to control my emotions. I recognize them, and yeah, there's been times when, yeah, my fear just goes, my anger subsides. You know, that's really important, particularly when, you know, you're dealing with difficult people who may be challenging your perspective or the church's view and have strong opinions, and you go, oh man. You don't know the full picture, and I can't tell you because there's some confidentiality, and I just got to pray and go no, and a calmness comes.
Yes.
So, you know, that helps. There's times where I've been very close in accidents with my children and grandchildren, and you go, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you pray, you know, you pray at the beginning of the day, look, Lord, protect us. May we be able to do your will. And, yeah, and then when you see things happen, you go, oh, wow, you really did help. And more recently, I've been learning how to surrender in prayer.
Yes, yes.
And God's, I mean, Jesus' prayer, your will be done in Gethsemane.
Yeah.
Just... wow, he had to face death for all humanity to take our sin and what it, you know, all the evil. And he's going, yes, not my will. I don't really want it to happen, but not my will be done, but your will. And yeah, look, there's sometimes I don't know what's best for me. I don't know what's best for the church. I don't know what's best in the situation.
Yep.
And I just go to God and say, look, I surrender. You've got to make it really clear. And, yeah, that has been a good thing. And the big blessing, which Pastors Solomon and Johannes, Papua New Guinea prayed for 8 years for the Holy Spirit and for PNG for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it just shows you that if you persevere in prayer, a whole country can be changed dramatically eventually.
And I
want to see that for Australia, New Zealand, and the other countries in the Pacific.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's they're incredibly powerful thoughts. Do you know, to me, the thing that I'm just so conscious of is what you actually said there about not my will, but your will be done. You know, more and more in my, you know, I know in my own prayer life, the two things that I'm trying to more and more bring into it is a time of praise at the beginning. In fact, now I've sort of slotted in so that, I'll actually spend a few minutes before I come to my prayer. Well, I call it my prayer proper, but, you know, before I start, you know, any requests or anything like that, just to say, just to have words of praise for the good things that the Lord has given to me. And, you know, I know people who are, who have even got, you know, chronic sicknesses, are able to praise God for the things that have occurred, in their day-to-day living, for the way that He has evidenced existence, that He has become real to them in everything that they are doing. In fact, I'm finding, I mean, we sign off our program every single day, with the words from John 14:27. I'm leaving you with a gift, a peace of mind and heart. And the peace that I give isn't like the peace that the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. They're the words that we sign off our program with every day. And you know, to me, Glenn, the thing I'm conscious of is that so much of our prayer life, I mean, we live in a society now where depression is becoming an increasing issue in our world. And yet here we've got the scriptures are promising us perfect peace. How does perfect peace come? Well, I believe, like you, that it's very much this communication with the Heavenly Father, whose mind is stayed on thee. When our mind is stayed on Him, there is a peace. And, you know, to me, this is a beautiful and a wonderful gift that comes to us from heaven itself.
Definitely. But
Glenn, look, just one last question, then we do need to finish. Hey, look, if you were to give some advice to someone who may be new in the Christian life, you know, I suppose, how can I grow in my Christian experience? You know, a person, maybe they've just come to Christ, you know, they're starting to experience the blessings of the Holy Spirit functioning in their life. They want to deepen their experience. We have probably half our audience, and I come from a non-Christian perspective. So what would you say to those individuals? How can they grow in a spiritual, in a prayer life?
Yeah, look, a very good question. And look, for me, I would just be honest with God and say, God, I want to know you better. I want to grow. Yeah. Show me how to do that. And when it comes to prayer, Jesus said, you know, ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock and keep on knocking. And if you persevere, and the message was persevere, you know, you will get answers, you will find and things, and the door will be open to you. Yeah. So don't give up, I think, is one thing. For me, I pray through the prayers of the Bible or Bible texts. I mean, you mentioned Isaiah 26:3 about the perfect peace. If we keep our mind on Him, just reflecting on a verse of the Bible and responding, God speaking to us through the verse, and we respond with what we think about it. And we may say, look, I understand this part and like this part, but I don't get this part. And we may ask, you know, questions. I pray the Lord's Prayer, and that is, Our Father in heaven, holy is your name, most days, because I take it phrase by phrase and stop and meditate and think about what it means and apply it to a certain situation or a family member or a workmate. Or so they're the kinds of things that I use the Bible. When I'm out bike riding, I can see a bird or some horses or, you know, the blue sky or a cloud formation.
Yeah.
And it'll jolt my mind, and I'll say, oh, thank God for horses, and wow, I see the clouds moving, and God, Jesus is going to come back in the clouds. I can't wait for that. I see a grand tree or forest and say, wow, Lord, you made all of this, and the peace and the oxygen that comes out of this is good for us and the earth. And so whatever I see, I can help. It helps if I respond and to say, God, the Bible verse or what I see in the world around me or what people say to me are ways that I can just go back and pray about.
Yeah, and what you're saying there is so much what King David did, because a lot of the Psalms are, of course, written in an outdoor type setting. You know, we've got David sharing his emotions, he's sharing his experiences. They're not all mountaintop experiences. What we find is that there are times there when he's actually in the valley as well. In fact, Glenn, one of the things I really appreciated what you actually said there was finding the prayers that are actually in the Bible, because this is one that I know that has been an abundant blessing to me, and I would certainly encourage anybody. You know, to me, I'm conscious of there's certainly the Lord's Prayer that's in, you know, there's Luke's Gospel, also Matthew's Gospel has that prayer. But you know, I also love, you know, you got Psalm 51. You know, when I've stuffed up. You know, of course, Psalm 51 is David's prayer of repentance. And I would encourage anyone who wants to know how to pray a prayer of repentance to actually go to Psalm 51 and just read that psalm and pray that prayer yourself, because it's a prayer. David is confessing his sin of adultery with Bathsheba. And then, of course, you know, I mean, another prayer that I've really appreciated is, I think, of Daniel chapter 9, because that entire chapter is, of course, another one of the great prayers of the Bible. You've already mentioned the Lord's Prayer. But as I look at these prayers, I really appreciate that you're sharing those instances, because I do believe they enable us to focus our prayer and be intentional about what it is we're actually doing.
Another one for me is some of Ezra, Nehemiah's prayers.
Yes.
Yeah, there are many in Scripture that can help inform and help grow and develop our prayer life.
Yeah, yeah. Glenn, it has come time. We do need to conclude today, because our program is starting to run away from us once again. Look, Glenn, can I just say how much I've really appreciated you being with us this week. Thank you so much on these 4 days for taking this time to actually share with us. You run an incredibly busy schedule, and to take this time has certainly required some planning. So, Glenn, may the Lord abundantly bless you. May you be guided by him in everything you do.
Appreciate that, Gary, and it's been a pleasure and a privilege, and if we can fit it in some other time, we'd be happy to be with all those from Faith FM.
We will certainly take you up on that one. Thank you so much, Ken.
Well, that was an interview pre-recorded by Gary Hodgkin with Glenn Townend, and you heard quite a bit of, some interesting thoughts, Brenton, in that regard.
Absolutely.
And we're trying also to get to see if we could get it with us online. Yeah, I'm not sure if Lindy is hearing us. Lindy, can you hear us? Probably not. Let me see if I'll try something else here. While I'm trying to get Lindy on, Lindy is the prayer coordinator for South Australia Conference, and Lindy is organizing a prayer
breakfast
soon, and I would love to hear from her a little bit of more details about that one. I will try again to see if Lindy hears us. Lindy, can you hear us? Can you hear us, Lindy?
No,
you can't. All right, well, that's okay. We'll leave it there for now. And
It's on the 16th of March.
Yes.
For those who are planning to come.
Yes.
At the Stamford Grand Hotel in Glenelg.
Yes.
And I think the starting time is either 10 a.m. or 11 a.m.
It's about 10 a.m. Yeah, but my dear friend, if you want to be part of that, you can send
you have to book.
Yes, but you can send a text message with a code breakfast to 04-888-808-11, and then the computer will take us through, will take you through. You'll find the information and also where to pay. I believe it's about $42 for the whole meal. It's a full buffet breakfast.
It has a guest speaker. The guest speaker is Dennis Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Hood is, I think, a member of the Legislative Council in here in South Australia,
mm-hmm.
in the Parliament. Dennis is a Christian and certainly has been at the forefront of many of the things that we as Christians have been trying to do
mm-hmm.
here in this particular state. So I'm sure he'll be a very, very interesting speaker.
Absolutely right. And I just got a message from Lindy. Actually, it starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock and goes until sometime 11 or after 11. Lindy is hearing us, but we cannot hear her. But that's okay, Lindy. We're looking forward to see you there. Some of us, I may not be able to come for that one because I am double booked for that one. But may God bless you all. I would like to say also, while we have a bit of time, Brenton, Jane also in her
she's
messages.
Made some interesting comments.
Yes, and also. As she's praying for us, here in South Australia for rain and also for the Holy Spirit, for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, she's also mentioning that if we could pray for some of her home people in Riverland, which is in South Australia.
She's a Riverland girl.
Yes, mm-hmm. but obviously she find out about God in Queensland, as she mentioned in the message. She find about the beautiful truth. Which we also teach, she says here on Faith FM. And definitely Jane will pray for the people in the Riverland area and pray for yourself too.
We'll do
and
that.
Praise God for leading you into His truth.
Yeah.
Well, Brenton, time went very
time
quick.
Time is running away.
Very quick right now. But I like to just, for the next few minutes, if we could, Brenton, posing this question again. The blessing of intentional prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned just off air that you look into even in a book and really appreciate the, book.
It's a book called Steps to Christ.
And talks about the privilege of prayer.
Yeah, it's a whole chapter on the privilege of prayer. It talks about a number of issues, but one of the things I'd like to mention is that
You keep going.
One of the things I'd like to mention is this. I'd like to read from the Bible, because we always do in drive time. I'm reading from chapter 6 of Luke. When we think of prayer, obviously most of our minds go towards how did Christ pray.
Mm.
Most of us know, and those who are listening to our program this afternoon would have heard that Glenn goes through the Lord's Prayer every day.
Yes.
I don't go through the Lord's Prayer every day, but I go through the Lord's Prayer quite often, line by line, and you learn something new every time. But I want to touch on a particular detail. In chapter 6 of Luke and verse 12, it says this. Now, it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself. And from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles.
Mm.
I think there is a misunderstanding, and we hear it often, even in church settings, Nick, that Jesus spent all night in prayer, so we should spend all night in prayer as well. I think if you study Jesus' prayer life, the little we know from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll find that, generally speaking, most of the times that he spent all night in prayer were for specific,
mm-hmm.
in other words, intentional things. What was he praying for here? What he was praying for here is he had to choose 12 disciples. We know them as 12 disciples. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. Who was one of the disciples? Judas.
Yes.
Imagine praying to God and saying, Lord, help me. I'm about to choose 12 men to represent me, and they are in fact going to be my ambassadors to all the then known world, right across the Roman world. But one of them is going to end up betraying me.
Mm.
Now, it puts a whole new complexion on who do you choose and why do you choose them? I can imagine that Christ was very much in earnest. He was very intentional about, Lord, please help me, God, please help me to choose men who will represent me before others. Now, I think our intentional prayers need to be intentional in the sense that if we want God to answer prayers specifically, we need to be intentional. A general prayer, bless the church, bless my family, bless the dog, the cat, bless our country, bless our leaders and all the rest of it. That's fine. But when you bring it down to a personal level, as Glenn said, and here, the reason I've chosen this particular text of Luke 6, 12 and 13 is because obviously Christ was very, very intentional. He was intentional in the sense that the next day, after spending all night in prayer, he called his followers, a whole group of them up, and he chose 12 of them to be his apostles. We know them today as the apostles, and we know that in the New Jerusalem, the gates have the names, or is it the foundations, have the names of the 12 apostles on them. But one of them obviously isn't Judas.
Yeah.
I would suggest it's Matthias. But this is important. As I say, when we did the 10 days of prayer, the thing that really hit out to me, the thing that really stuck in my mind that was that the story that Pavel Goya told about his son and how his son needed someone to dig the foundations for his house and he couldn't get anybody and how all of that worked out. I think we need to be intentional in the sense that God wants us to be focused on what it is that we're seeking. This whole chapter, The Privilege of Prayer, talks about talking to God as a friend, quite familiar phrases. It talks about the conditions upon which prayer can be answered and so on and so forth. It talks about how we should have, in all cases, made every effort possible to put away sin, to make matters right before we seek the help of God, because God is all-knowing. But it also mentions one other thing, Nick, that I think is pretty important. It's not about bringing God down to us, prayer, and it is in this chapter for those of you who have the Steps to Christ or would like to buy the book, and you can get it through Faith FM. It talks about how prayer brings us up to God,
yes,
not God down to us.
Wonderful.
So I don't know whether you have any thoughts on that.
Well, time is kind of out.
We need to pray for this.
And we need to pray, yes, for a few things, as we mentioned, Brenton. But yeah, thank you so much for coming along with us and just chat a little bit on this special topic, which we had also today with a question, the blessing of intentional prayer.
And
indeed, it's a blessing to be intentional, particularly when we pray, because prayer, it's the key to open the way.
And it mentions that in the chapter as well.
To heaven, you know. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's very...
I think the term is to unlock heaven's storehouse.
Yes, that's right. Yep. Well, Brenton, just as we close now, why not to have another prayer?
We will.
And we'll mention a couple of things which we talked about. And my dear friend, don't miss out the book which we have prepared for you again. It's a wonderful book, Keeping Connections, Rediscovering the Power of Prayer. Just send us a text message with the code SA305 to 04-888-8081. Would you like to pray again, Brenton?
Certainly. Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for this dear lady, Jane, who has corresponded with us. And I want to pray specifically for Jane's home region, the Riverland region of South Australia, up on the River Murray. Both Nick and I know this area well, and my wife comes from the Riverland area. Lord, I want to pray for the Riverland. I want to pray for our church up there and for the churches as a whole who are in the Riverland. I want to pray for them spiritually, Lord. We need rain. We have prayed for that. We believe that you can send rain. But I'm praying, Lord, that the rain of the Holy Spirit will descend on the Riverland. I pray for Jane's family, who are obviously still there. And I pray, Lord, for each person around Australia today,
yes,
who is listening to our broadcast here on Friday afternoon,
yeah,
on the subject of intentional prayer. We thank you, Lord, that you hear everything.
Yes.
You hear even the unspoken prayers.
True.
Some people, Lord, are embarrassed about being asked to pray in public. They think they have to use certain big sounding phrases or something like that, where in actual fact we just need to tell you what's on our heart. You already know what's on our heart, but what is important, Lord, is that we learn that in prayer we come closer to knowing your heart and your will for us,
yes,
rather than us just always asking, asking, asking.
Yes.
Thank you for hearing us this afternoon, Lord. Thank you for being with Nick and I as we have shared the issue of prayer on air. And I pray for each person, each precious person around Australia who is listening to our program today.
Amen.
Lord, fill them with your spirit. May they know that there is someone who listens, someone who knows, and someone who cares. We thank you for hearing us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brenton, for a beautiful prayer. My dear friend, join us again next time when we are going to talk about salvation. Is just Jesus enough? Salvation, very important topic. Until then, may God richly bless you and continue to walk in the footsteps of Jesus.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.